I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Bugs in the movies.
Well, have you seen any good bug movies lately?
I haven't.
Me either.
But, I mean, I remember there was Arachnophobia years ago.
I loved Arachnophobia. I mean, it was just pure silliness. And I thought John Goodman's character as the pest control operator was fabulous. I've always liked that.
Well, what other movies have bugs shown up in as a...
Well, after Toy Story, the second and third completely computer-generated animated films were about bugs. Ants, and then just a few weeks later, A Bug's Life. I thought those were great, although some of my colleagues groused at the fact that the insects depicted were not anatomically correct. Jay Leno hit the nail on the head when he said, get over it. They wear hats and they talk.
Oh, well, we can go back even further than that. There was Jiminy Cricket.
Jiminy Cricket is probably the best known animated insect. I've always thought that Jiminy Cricket was modeled after the Jerusalem cricket, which has this big bald head. The Spanish call it the Niña de la Tierra, or earth baby, child of the earth, very common in Western U.S. We don't have them here in Virginia.
Well, I've looked at the photographs and I'd have to agree with you.
That's pure speculation on my part. But insects and their relatives, spiders in particular, were real fodder for the bee movies, pun not intended, of the 1950s, where people were concerned about atomic war and the invasion of the communists. So they had these giant, scary insects and spiders that were the result of scientific experiments gone bad, scientists gone bad. I mean, that's one thing you can count on in these old insect movies, is that the insects and the spiders are not going to be morphologically accurate. Biologically, they're not going to be accurate. They're going to be way too large. And usually the scientists that are involved are some sort of social miscreants or just out of the loop in terms of reality. So that's another reason why I've never particularly been interested in these movies.
Well, I have to look back at the first hybrid of my childhood, Vincent Price and The Fly.
Oh, The Fly. Sure. You know, I've never seen The Fly. I've seen bits and pieces of the Jeff Goldblum version. But The Fly is particularly creepy in that it develops a metamorphosis.
As cheesy as the Vincent Price, help me, help me,
yes,
sort of thing is now, looking back at it, that was frightening.
There was a movie that inspired my early interest in insects called The Bride Goes Wild with June Allison and Van Johnson, 1947. And I have never watched it since I saw it when I was 5 years old on television.
What attracted
television.
You to it?
There was an ant farm in it. I remember I became very interested in ants out in my backyard, and that led to several trips to the local library, where the librarian was fantastic and led me over to the other side of the library where the adult books were, and that's where my interest in insects really took off.
I'm sure there are tons of other movies that fail to come to mind at this moment. But if one comes to your mind, you can always go to our website, ideastations.org/radio/bugs, and leave a comment associated with this story.
Please do. I'd like to hear from you.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at that same site, ideastations.org/radio/bugs.